I have news of the slave, Gudrid. He's been made a king of Cumberland.
Fiske, it is true, Lord. We heard it from traitors.
Where are these traitors?
We heard the same story three times, five times.
We heard it three times.
This Gudrid is now a king.
What of the dead horseman?
Lord, King Gudrid is building up an army made up of both Danes and Saxons. And the commander of this army is just that, both Dane and Saxon. His name is Uhtred.
From Providence, Rhode Island, in the midst of Tropical Storm Henri, welcome to The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to The Last Kingdom on Netflix. So, let's see how England was born. My name is Mary Larson.
Oh, my name is Blake, and we're having all the technical difficulties.
We're doing this, of course, as I said in the beginning, in the midst of now Tropical Storm Henri. It was a hurricane, now it's a tropical storm. And for any of you who are live, please put a little hashtag live. If you're from the Nerd Clan, put hashtag go Nerd Clan go. And if you yourself are battling this crazy weather in the southern New England-ish area, we're here with you. We are crossing our fingers, of course, that this live the video recording can go on up and and make it. And if it is, then it is destiny. Then it is destiny that we at least have electricity to get us through this. So hello everybody. It's been bananas.
What a mess.
You know, but we're really excited, and I'm kind of pumped because whenever we have these big storms in New England, which we get probably one in extreme season. So one in the winter, one in the summer, we usually get these big storms. And this one's so going to be quite a doozy for Rhode Island. If you look on the national maps where this storm is, it's like covering all of our tiny little states. So we're just hunkering on down.
Our state's like the size of a town, more than likely, in your state.
Exactly. So our kids are watching a little Netflix as well. And we are just seeing if we can tackle this, of course. But anyway, I was trying to think about what it was like in the olden days, mm-hmm. when you had storms. And of course, you know, where we're looking, what is essentially now England in this show, I was thinking about all the storms that they have and had back in these days and how they would have actually handled something like a hurricane, something like a nor'easter. You know, obviously,
yeah, like all of a sudden it just shows up and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, you don't have like the meteorological warning, like, yeah. Oh, something's brewing from the African coast and coming on up. Like,
wait, you mean Uhtred didn't get the alarm that I got on my phone?
Wah, wah.
In the middle of like
flash flooding,
the supermarket or something.
People, yes.
You're like, what is happening?
Well, they're all their phones. That's what's crazy when you get these like weather announcements for your area. It's like everyone's phone audibly goes off at the same time. But exactly. You know, and I was thinking about the American Indians who lived here, the Narragansett tribe, how did the animals give them a little tip? Like that something's coming? Because usually there is a calm before the storm. Yesterday was gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky, bright blue. You could see all the stars last night. It was so still that that's what I was thinking, that maybe you really did get tips from nature back in the olden days where you're like, this day is too good. It's just too good to be true. But it made me think of Uhtred's time.
Well,
and
actually, Mary, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If aliens invade, are we still going to get the same sound on our phone that we do for the hurricanes?
Yeah.
Because like, that's a little, it'd be like, oh yeah, it's probably just a hurricane or something. And be like, no, it'd be Martians coming to invade.
Martians. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, of course, we're going to dive into this episode. But before we do, we want to make sure that you are actually subscribed. We are now tackling season 2 of The Last Kingdom, which we're super excited about. So if you do join us here live, as I said, hello. Make sure you're commenting below as I'm checking in on you. But if you are joining us replay or anything like that, make sure you go to your podcast app, search for The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. Hit that subscribe button. If you like what we do, we've got loads of other podcasts to keep you company at maryandblake.com. And if this brings you joy, if it brings you some levity and we're keeping you company on a drive, on your workout, on your walk with your dog, or while you're cooking dinner, anything like that, think about becoming a member at jointhenerdclan.com for as little as $2 a month. Heck, you could find that amount of change on the ground. Let's be real. Over a month, you could find $2
couch
on the ground.
Couch money, we call
that. Yes, couch money. You can contribute and help make sure that these podcasts keep on coming out free of charge, of course, but it's to our loyal listeners that support this podcast. And for those of you who are members, thank you so much. Go Nerd Clan, go. All right, let's get into the show.
Well, Mary, as you said, this is the season premiere for season two. So episode 201. Once again, directed by Peter Hoare, who helmed episodes 107 and 108, respectively, the penultimate and season finale of season
one. Let's keep him going.
Keep him going, babe, because he was. I quite like his work. Okay. I think he's done an exceptional job.
Awesome.
So far for The Last Kingdom, and as always, written by Chris Bouchard, who has written all of season one and at the time was the showrunner for The Last Kingdom as well. Marvin?
You know, I was thinking a lot of people, you know, have already watched The Last Kingdom. They've already binged this. They've already done it. And maybe they don't watch like one episode per week like what we usually cover.
Sure.
So I figured I would just give like a really brief plot synopsis for those of you who this is something brand new.
Oh, okay.
This is the episode where they have to go and save the slave Guthred, who is like a supposed Guthred, who is a slave. Bjorka meets up with Uhtred, and we get to see Roger from Outlander.
Oh my
gosh, so exciting!
Hold on, I got to play the sound. There you go.
I mean, that's the highlight. This is the Roger from Outlander episode.
I see you, Outlander nerds. I see what you did here.
Yes.
I see why all you nerds voted for this show.
Like, let's do this.
Because your boy Roger's in here.
That is it. So that's like the little brief synopsis. But you were asking about my Shields rating. So my Shields rating on a scale from 1 to 5, those of you joining in live, of course, we would love for you to put that in the comments below, how you would rate this episode. I would give it a 4.7.
Okay, that's not bad for you.
Not bad for a premiere of a new season.
That's pretty good. Once again, we are in rare territory here. I'm below you, Mary. I'm at a 4.2.
This isn't rare.
Yeah,
you're usually ranking below me. In this series, you usually rank higher than me.
Yes.
4.2 is very low for you.
Yeah, you know,
that might be your lowest score of all episodes, which actually that surprises me for this one.
I think so. I think it's just because there's too much. There's too much plot. There are too many new characters.
Hashtag, who are they?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Here's my thought. Well, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit. We'll get into that in a little bit. What do you got for your GBG? You're good, you're bad, and you're great.
My good is that we get to see... Roger from Outlander. He traveled so far in time that now he's working with a priest. I don't know. It just got me excited. I love when fandoms, you know, have these little itty bitty crossovers of characters. You know, we see it a lot with Frank from Outlander. So it's just it's fun. It just makes me excited. So that's my simple good. My bad. I don't really like have like an extreme bad. I think my bad would be, I know what my bad is. This like vision situation from like a dead guy, pieces of a dead guy. I don't even know what's going on. The visioning kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
I don't really remember what that thing is called. He's like a saint and they like have his bones or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's a saint.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, you're like, what?
Who are we? Are we story? Like, I thought we were over this. I didn't know that this is what happened with people who were priests. I didn't know that. Anyway, moving on. And then my great is Father Bjorka's back with Uhtred.
Yes.
My favorite bromance, now that Leofric is dead, my favorite bromance holds true.
Okay, so my good is Hild. I like Hild.
I don't understand Hild. So,
I get you. In my in my knee-jerk reaction for this episode that I put up at jointhenerdclan.com. By the way, if you want our knee-jerk reactions to everything that we watch, you can get them at jointhenerdclan.com. I called her the 9th century Sarah Connor because she reminds me of Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Okay.
Especially Terminator 2 Sarah Connor, not Terminator 1.
Thou shall not kill. It's kind of one of the Ten Commandments, and she's a nun. And yet she's like, I've killed before, and I'm going to kill again.
Well,
Hild.
That seems to be more intimidation, you know, for...
No, you know Hild is going to kill again. Hild loves to kill.
That's true. That's a good point.
Hild's the killer nun.
The killer nun.
She is.
She is the killer nun. But I like Hild. I like what she does. I like what she does for Uhtred, how she doesn't take any crap from him. Mm-hmm. And by the way, like the somewhat disturbing sexual harassment from Uhtred this episode, being like, you know, I'd like to sleep next to a woman, and him creeping on her where she's like...
Uhtred was... That, you know, that needs to be my bad.
That's like straight up 50s Mad Men, like, sexualization.
With a nun. And she's like, I'm not interested whatsoever.
Like, take a hike, guy. What
He's
are you
like,
doing?
He's like, all my wives and girlfriends are dead or they want to kill me, so need a new one. Hild, you'll do.
Right.
Uhtred, like, get a hobby.
What are we doing?
Get a flipping hobby. And learn. Uhtred needs to learn how to be single.
Yes, absolutely.
You know those people who are just like serial monogamists and they're just like, you're my boyfriend. Okay, we broke up. I need a new boyfriend. Okay, you're my girl. You're like, Uhtred, as someone who went through a beautiful time of like self-learning and many people do that, like go learn how to date yourself. Okay, mm-hmm. Go to the movies alone. It's actually fabulous. Fabulous. Go eat alone. Get a couple hobbies.
You know what? Maybe take a hike like in the wild. You know, just go across.
Not like Reese Witherspoon, but
no, book, not movie.
Oh my god! Okay, continue though. Sorry. So your good is Hild.
And my good is Hild. I like Hild. I like what she does for Uhtred. She doesn't take any crap, despite the sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. She clearly has her stuff together, and I like how she brings Uhtred back almost, because Uhtred does feel like he can go down these pitfalls, and it feels like he is he feels like he is like just so one way or the other. He goes from one side to the next, and it's big swaths of emotion. Hild is what grounds him. I like that. Okay. My bad is the editing in this episode. The editing in this episode was confusing, and it's more of a mixture of editing and writing and casting, I think. But we got this, like, they have these beautiful transitions so artfully and perfectly done in season one, and this season it's just like, we don't care, we're doing what we want to do.
And now this is the BBC or the Netflix season?
This is still BBC. They renewed it for season two. Netflix took over in season three.
Okay. But it was like a very different look.
Was absolutely a different look. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But specifically the editing is where Roger, Father Rothweird is his name, he comes up and he's like, this is not a prayer. This is a call to action. We're going to fight. We need to fight back. And all of a sudden, the next shot is the town burning.
Yeah. So you don't know.
I don't know if it's the Vikings. I don't know if it's the priests.
You figure out the priests got everybody riled up, but you're right. There was no...
I don't know if Eric and Siegfried left yet or if they came back.
Yeah, we're so confused.
We were like, what is happening? And not only that, I mean, there's some other stuff here, too, that happens. Like Ethelred... Ethelfled is the daughter.
The princess. Let's just call her Princess Ethelfled.
Okay.
Because I'm going to forget her name and it sounds like everyone else's. Get original names.
Ethelfled. She goes from like this little girl to now she's like almost in her late teens, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the actress is probably in her early 20s. Mm-hmm. So she just shows up. And Hild has long hair all of a sudden.
Time has passed, Blake.
Yeah, but in the show, it says only a few months have passed. And like, but
he'll just take in vitamins.
So much prenatal vitamins.
And the princess. Like, have we known this princess? Is this the princess that was little, hugging her daddy? Yeah. No.
I know.
No vitamin can do that.
No
vitamin. I'm sorry, but if
not even steroids can do that.
You know that her dad likes vegetables because he's like, I'm so sick of broth. They use vegetables in the broth. It's magic, magic broth.
So I'm just confused as to and here's what's. Oh no,
I know what it is. You know, probably the little princess at the little princess's age. Maybe she was like turning 11 original age. They probably would have been thinking about who she should have been betrothed to. But here we are in like modern day and age, and they're like, we can't show like an 11, 20, 12 year old being betrothed.
Yeah, they need.
We need like an older person for older view. Like this modern age viewer will be like, ew, why are you, you know, marrying off a preteen when that's what they did back in the day? They had to make it a little different. But as a viewer who even knows what's going on, I'm sitting there scratching my head saying, who's this broad?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, wait,
hashtag
what?
Who are you?
But like, you know, they did a good job of just telling you who she was, where she was, like, and understanding that she is the daughter and that she's going to be, you know, betrothed off and she's see you later. You're going to get married to help create alliances for England and the whole thing. And, and it makes sense because the way that Alfred is talking with Aelswith, it's like, listen, we need to start. I don't want to say nation building, but it's kind of close to that here.
Yeah.
Expanding her, getting some room to breathe. And Ethel fled, Princess Ethel fled. Okay. She is going to play a large role in that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I dig it.
But my great, though, and it's kind of hard to balance back and forth. I said that there's a lot happening in this episode, and that's bad for me. But it's also great. Because instantly we get a sense of where we are, when we are, and what is happening. Uhtred is off on his own, doing his own thing to get Bebbanburg back. Alfred is trying to nation build. We have some new characters that have been brought forth between Gisela and Ethelfled.
Who's Gisela?
She's the other girl that Uhtred's like down with.
Who? In this episode?
Yes.
The one that tried to steal his sword?
No, that's the
Uhtred, get a hobby. That's gonna be what I'm saying.
Oh man.
He's probably gonna get another girlfriend next episode, and another girlfriend a couple episodes.
Gisela, I can't remember the pronunciation. She's the sister of Gutred.
Okay.
Gutred. She's the sister.
Gutred. The king.
Yeah, the slave turned king.
Whatever. I'm over this.
So she's been involved here. So now clearly that's going to be a thing that they're driving towards.
If you can't sleep with a nun, let's sleep with a sister.
And not only that, they've brought up Siegfried and Eric, the two brothers. I know what you're trying to do. You're going to say Siegfried and Roy. I know what's going to happen.
Like, of course they're brothers.
And they're setting that up as the main conflict. They have Father Edred or Brother Edred. He is the one who has the vision of Gutred. Yeah, with Brother True, and they have that whole thing going on. There's a lot happening.
Too many people.
And you're setting everything up for the rest of the season.
But luckily, they all look different. So even if you don't remember their names, you're like, Father who had a vision, Father who is the messenger.
Yes.
The two brothers who make me think of Siegfried and Roy, the guy who are supposed to be saving, who's supposed to be a king.
Yes.
The princess who's suddenly old. So we're going to get their names, I promise.
We will.
And if not, we'll have great nicknames for them.
And so let's get to where I wanted to get to earlier, Mary, which is this. It feels like, to me, The Last Kingdom season one... Mm-hmm. Wasn't necessarily meant to be a one-off, but I feel like they weren't sure if they were going to get another season.
Agreed.
And now, at this point, what they've done is I think they're bringing in characters that are going to be sticking around for a while. You know, because Leah Fritch was one thing, and by the way, I miss Leah Fritch already.
Oh.
Well, Leah Frick. I miss Leah Frick, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Hild is great.
He can come back in a vision. Hild is no Leah Frick.
No. Hild is great, but no Leah Frick.
No.
Not at all. And I think Uhtred needs somebody like Leofric to take him down a notch a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because as much as Hild brings him up, he needs someone to bring him down at the same time.
And just, I loved his banter. I loved his wit. I loved his little jokes, his little, you know, digs at him.
Well, and that kind of is where I'm going. Like, it feels to me like they're bringing in new characters to be around for a while. Like, I feel like Hild is going to be around for a while. If maybe the rest of this season or next season or whatever, because we know that there's obviously there's going to be more seasons. Gisela, she's going to be around. Ethelfled, she's obviously going to be around. Ethelwald, he might be around for a while still. And these two brothers, Eric and Siegfried, they feel like not just, you know, monster of the week. It feels like these guys are going to be around for a little bit. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just, it's a lot to throw.
It's a lot of people, but then again, it's a premiere. So, you know, we're meeting them all. We may not necessarily know their names. It's just what I said before. We're getting the lay of the land. And I think that that's one of the disadvantages for people like us who do get to binge and go straight from season one into season two.
Yeah.
You know, where you get so used to the pace of like knowing who you're talking with, knowing the plot, knowing where everything's going. And then all of a sudden a fresh new season is dropped upon you. But you don't have fresh new eyes. You've just been binging, binging, binging. So all of a sudden, the pace is so jolting. It's so many people at once. How much time has passed?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and
whereas
people are older and Hild has hair.
Whereas had we waited between seasons in one and two naturally, it would have been like, oh, okay, she grew a little older. Because even though it says a couple months later, our physical time had would have passed.
Yes.
So I think we need to give it in grace.
And that's fair. So I guess what I'm getting at is there were certain roles in season one that need to be filled, and they've taken certain characters like Halig, the guy that had the horses in season one, and he rode off with Hild and Uhtred.
Oh, okay. Uhtred's new friend.
Yeah. Like, he might play the Leofric role. Gisela is going to play the...
He's no Leofric.
Gisela is going to play... Oh, Gisela. I don't know the pronunciation, guys. I'm sorry. She's going to play the Isolde role, right? And Hild is going to play her role again. And don't be surprised if Alfred comes back into the fold here.
Obviously, he's the king.
Yeah, right. So, like, it feels like they said, okay, season one is done, but we had these great roles. We had these relationships that we either ended or people got killed for thematic purposes. Now we need to reestablish them because we actually have a show here.
Yes.
And we have to fill out these needs, which is both a blessing and a burden at the same time to me. And simply because there's just so much ground to cover. Like you said, not only do they have all these new characters, we actually have to get the plot here. You know, and what is going to be the plot, right? What is going to be the thing that drives the rest of this season? And it was a smart thing, I think, for the show to put Uhtred in this low place because he came off the Battle of Ethandun so high.
He came off the VIP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he had lost everything. And I like that there's even like this little joke that he was drunk and he made a song. Well, he had somebody.
Yes, and it was bad.
And it was bad and it was tuneless.
Yes.
I like that. That's a fun little world building bit for you. But so you gave it a 4.7, Mary. What about this feels like a 4.7 to you?
I'm back with some familiar people. Yes, we're getting thrown a lot of new people, but I'm back with familiar people. Honestly, I just love Father Bjorka so much that I'm happy that he's here.
Yep.
I think one of the things, when it is a premiere season, they're able to see what the public likes, what they don't like. I did think that it was interesting that the queen got a little bit of a glow up. She got a little more sassy looking, a little pretty.
Yep.
You know, she's not like this nagging wife. Now, granted, she may not be having a sick newborn anymore. Let's give her a little peace.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
A little, she was tired, nursing, like thinking her baby's gonna die.
bags
now
for
that
days.
Now that her baby's not going to die and her land is not being invaded as frequently, she gets a little spa time, a little mani-pedi, a little meditation time in the morning. You know, the nurses can take the baby. So she got a little bit of a glow up.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of a glow up.
Yeah, I was happy that they maybe had a little hanky-panky. Obviously, we didn't see it. We just saw kissing, but we knew that, we knew. She was like, I'm here to say goodnight. And all I could hear was Jamie Fraser, to bed or to sleep. You know? So I like, as I said, I've gotten to see some people.
Because world building nation building is what really gets Alfred's rocks off. So when she starts talking about we're going to go to these countries.
We're going to marry off our daughter and we're going to gain more land, but it's great. And he was like, I love risk.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I enjoyed that. I loved how Uhtred wore that animal skull and had the people with leprosy come on in and help him. I love all this mythology kind of things that they get to, that Uhtred knows scares the Danes. I think that that's really fun when he knows, okay, the Danes are superstitious. The Danes believe in this or that, or I can say this to kind of egg somebody on.
Yeah.
I love when he uses that to his benefit, where he can sit back and be like, there's no such thing as a crazy horseman coming from the undead.
Right.
But they don't know that. You know, he has really such an advantage from being a Saxon raised as a Dane.
Absolutely. Every time you say superstitious or anybody says it, all I think of is The Office when Michael says, I'm a little stitious, not superstitious.
Perfect.
Sorry, that's why I was laughing earlier.
That's okay.
Mary, that's a great point. And that is something that I didn't even think of. Uhtred taking advantage of their mystical and pagan thoughts and bringing in a dead horse rider and using that. At first I was kind of down on it, and that was going to be one of the things that I was going to say, but now that you say that, I'm kind of in on it now.
I love it.
I absolutely love it.
And then we get Idishe Sven going off to his dad, and his dad's sitting there being like, I don't think so, buddy. Like, that's not really how it works. It's kind of like how we fib about other things to kids.
Yeah.
Magical little things that happen at nighttime. Like, I used to tell you those stories probably to put you to sleep and not have you walk around the house. So to see Kjartan say that, maybe it is. Maybe Uhtred just knows he can play these tricks more on the more simple-minded Danes. I also did like being able to see his sister, forgetting her name again. Tira, Tira's hungry, but she loves her dogs.
Loves the dogs.
I don't understand the dog situation. Like, in my mind, she tells Sven, the only thing that makes me happy are puppies. And he just gives her all the puppies that she wants. Because, of course, Kjartan says, go shut your bitch up or something like that.
Kjartan was the one who was like, all right, go put her with the dogs. Yeah. All right.
If you want to keep her,
fine.
Keep her with her puppies.
I'm not going to feed her. I'm not going to take her out for walks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. It's all your responsibility.
But the dogs also seem to scare him. So do the dogs just poop inside that little cage? Does Sven go take them for walks? Does he let her take her for walks? I don't understand this dog kennel sister situation.
Well, okay. Here's the thing.
I don't know.
If Idishe Sven is not fed to these dogs by Tira at one point, I'm going to be very upset.
Very Game of Thrones of you.
Very Game of Thrones of me. I totally agree. It's not 100%
original.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
But I will say that it feels like they're introducing these dogs for a reason.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Idishe Sven is absolutely going to get it.
Yeah.
With these dogs, because of what he has done to Tira and how, he's essentially enslaved her.
Yes.
That's a big deal, and that's coming.
It is.
And that's fitting, because it's not that Uhtred has a huge problem with Idishe Sven. Mm-hmm. It's more Kjartan. That feels more like him.
I mean, I feel like he doesn't like them both.
He doesn't like them both, but Tira has a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
With Idishe Sven. Which also brings me to the inclusion of Ragnar and Breida into this episode. Alfred is employing them to go find Uhtred and bring him back so that or at least go figure out where he is, so that he that Alfred can nation build.
What? In this episode?
In this episode, yes. You totally forgot that, didn't you?
I thought he was helping find the new king.
Uhtred is finding the new king. Yeah, yes.
I thought Alfred knew where he was.
No, no, no. That wasn't Alfred's deal. Alfred.
There's a lot going on.
Alfred wants is getting Breida and Ragnar into the fold.
Okay.
And he's saying, well, what he's doing is trying to convince them that they should be part of his thing here. There's that whole scene where Breida says, you know, being a Viking is a way of life, and Alfred says, no, being a Viking is the way of death. Mary's like, yeah, no. No, I'm all set.
Not in my notes.
Breida does, though, bring up Guthrum, who is now called Æthelstan.
Okay.
And I just think that's nice that we kind of have that little connection back to the first episode, the last episode of how Guthrum was baptized and his name is Æthelstan. She calls him weak. She calls him just a weak person. And she doesn't like the fact that he is. What? You're looking at me funny.
No, I'm just continuing.
Fair enough. Fine. Fair enough. Anything else that you want to talk about in this episode? I mean.
No.
No, nothing?
I feel pretty good.
Let's see if I have anything. Oh, Uhtred saves the Viking at York, where your boy Roger is.
Yes.
And that to me also feels like something that will come back either to haunt him or help him.
Same with now how he's been asked to lead this new army of the new king. So the new king, Guthrid, his dad was killed by Kjartan too. So Uhtred is pumped to be with Guthrid, and Guthrid says, I guess I'm now king. Would you like to help me with my army? And he says yes, and I love that because it's like these two guys who want to go get Kjartan.
By the way, Guthrid, not buying him. I'm not buying. He's way too nice, way too accommodating.
I
wouldn't even call
him nice. I think he's like
overwhelmed.
A space shot. No, I just think he is a space shot. You know, like those like the people fact that who are like, I'm not even going to give him a task because I don't even know if he can do it.
Right. Like,
it took him so long to respond when they said, Guthrid, are you here? And he's like, I am Guthrid.
He's off chasing butterflies.
No, he's just thinking like, am I Guthrid?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
this looks like a great guy to make king. What are we doing here?
Is it that Guthrid over there? Is he talking about that Guthrid over there or this one? I'm not sure. He's just like waiting for somebody else to say yes. Listen, Father Uhtred obviously is a planner and a schemer. And Brother True obviously follows Brother Uhtred's father, whatever, brother, father, who cares? Stats of nerds. He obviously follows Brother Uhtred's lead here.
Tweedledee, tweedledum.
I wonder if Guthrid was picked by Uhtred because he knows.
Oh, that he's dumb.
That he's dumb.
Okay.
You know, that he's a nothing.
I can get behind that.
And
like, let's find somebody who has royal blood, yes, who's dumb, who I can just be their puppet master for. Okay, I can see this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That's all I have. That's all she wrote, folks.
I don't know. I don't trust Guthrid at all. I want nothing to do with him. He feels like either he is what you're saying, Mary, or he's like the opposite, where he's just playing dumb and he's like a serial killer. Or something like that, where he like eats thumbs, you know.
Ew.
Like,
okay, yep, I'm all set with him now. That image will never leave my mind.
No, it shouldn't.
Thanks.
Actually,
gross, and it will never leave our listeners' minds, Blake.
All right, anything else you want to say about this episode?
No, I'm feeling very confident.
Yeah, I'm not feeling confident. I hope they get their act together for the rest of this season.
Okay,
I really do.
Okay.
I want them to in the worst way. I was disappointed by this episode.
We can tell, Blake.
All right. You ready for a...
Yes.
Destined to be theory of the week?
Yes.
All right. Let's get to it. I got to find my sound here. Here we
You're
go.
All thrown off because of the tropical storm.
The tropical storm's got me all crazy. All right. Here we go. All right, so it's obvious to me. Well, actually, first, Mary, do you have a Destined to Be theory of the week?
No.
Usually good for one or two every once in a while.
Not right now. Okay. You know what? Uchu is going to get a new girlfriend.
Well, that kind of rides with mine, Mary, actually.
Low-hanging fruit, you would normally say to me.
No, that's not true. This is not a soft take. This is not a soft, cold take. This is actually, it's not burning hot, but it's at least microwave take.
Let's do it.
It's a microwave take.
Okay, come on.
All right.
We've got limited time with electricity. Let's go.
It's obvious that they're setting up Uhtred to have a new girlfriend. And that, to me, does feel like Gisela. However, big however,
okay.
Huge however, Ethelfled, I think, is going to be the real
target. The king's daughter. Who magically took, like, magic growth beans and grew up.
Drank a lot of milk. I think she's the one. Don't sleep on Ethelfled. Don't sleep. You want to know why?
Princess Ethelfled.
You know what? You want to know why? Because he has, Alfred has all these plans.
Because Uhtred banks anyone he sees who is single, and even if they're not.
Does she have two legs and she's breathing?
Does she have boobs? Check.
Excellent. Dark hair? Excellent.
Does she want to sleep with him too? When? Done.
Does she have a pulse?
She doesn't need dark hair for him.
He's a dark hair guy.
His wife didn't have dark hair.
Yeah, but it wasn't blonde either.
It was red.
Yeah, it's more dark than blonde.
Strawberry? No.
No. He's in on the dark hair ladies.
No, he's into any lady.
Anyway, so what I'm getting at is this. Don't sleep on Princess Ethelfled. Don't sleep on her. Because
Uhtred will.
I feel like it's a good natural setup to create conflict between he and Alfred. Alfred has all of these plans to marry her off, to nation build and to solidify England. And who can come in to ruin all those plans? Uhtred. And that will set up a huge conflict between he and Alfred. That's the way that it feels to me. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But Gisela is that's the low-hanging fruit, Marvin. That is the cold take.
Okay.
But Princess Ethelfled, that's at least a microwave take. All right, here we go. Let's close this show out to get to the end. Are you ready, Marvin?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. All right, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake for the premiere of Season 2. As always, go to maryandblake.com to check out this podcast, as well as the many others that we have there, including the Potterverse, which is dedicated to Harry Potter, Outlandercast, which is obviously dedicated to Outlander, This Is Us 2. We got more podcasts than we can count, and including the MCU Diaries, which just finished up Loki. We got a lot of stuff happening there. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can. Just go to all of the major social media platforms, whether it is YouTube or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, not TikTok because TikTok is ruining America. Or you can email us at maryandblakemedia@gmail.com.
TikTok is not ruining America. We're on it. And Blake, you need to stop because it's like really an important social media asset. I'm just saying. Thank you all so much for listening, for tuning in, for joining in live. We truly appreciate you. If you're listening to this on the day of release, stay safe if you are in our neck of the woods. And we will talk with you soon. My name is Mary.
My name is Blake.
Destiny is all.